This conference will now be recorded.
Right, hello everybody, and welcome to today's live PBIC Gold teleclass. This is actually going to be the March teleclass that will come in your March packs. But I decided to, I was recording it this afternoon anyway, because it's all set to go to the printers to be on landing on your doormats sometime next week. Probably the week after for those of you who live abroad. But I thought, why not do it live? Why not do it live and get the guys on, and then we can maybe have a little bit of a Q&A at the end. And if this is goes down well, then this might be how we do things from now on. I'll have to wait and see. Definitely some changes coming down the line for within the PBIC. But yeah, this is what business is like anyway. I've been talking to the Platinum guys about that, about this during the week, how always with your business, we should have a plan to grow that you stick to. And then when you achieve a certain level of growth, you need to kind of reorder things a little bit, you know, and introduce new levels and change how you do things ever so slightly, because you can't basically, share this in the Dog Walkers business building challenge group this morning. You know, what got you to where you are now won't get you to the next level, wherever you want to go. You know, you may be able to incrementally increase your business, but there'll be quite small increases. You know, if you want to drastically change things, it usually calls for fairly drastic changes. So today we're going to be talking about systemizing for success, and I'm going to share some systemizing tips. I'm going to tell you why systemizing is so important to your business. I'm also going to share why this is something that I personally resisted for quite a long time. Much to my regret now, almost. But the sooner you get into your head that your business is a machine, an engine, and certain things have to happen in the engine, in the machine, for it to work properly. And these things should be repetitive. They should be honed. You should iterate them over time and gradually try and perfect them. And your business should not be just a collection of random acts, and the slightest little puff of wind is going to blow you off course. You should be creating your own system for success that is going to take you to where you want to go. Now, there are lots of that. This is why the PBIC exists, because the things that I teach in here, these are the foundational principles that lead to you having a successful business. Things like premium pricing, how to position your business, why you need to use all different kinds of media, why you need to do follow-up, why you should be doing everything you can to increase and enhance your expert status. This is what we teach here. And within the Dog Walkers Wealthy Business in a Box program, we systemize that process a lot more. So it's more, we go through all of the foundational processes. We're currently going through that now within the Top Dollar Dog Trainer program, aren't we, for all the guys who wisely invested in that. So there's certain things that you just should do, you know, and this is what I'm going to be sharing with you today. But before I dive into the meat of the teleclass, I want to welcome all the new members. Welcome to the new members. Please make sure that you head into the discussion group and introduce yourself in there, and then keep checking in with the discussion group as well. So see what questions other people are asking, see what answers I give, remember them, take action, and check in with the Achievement Friday thread as well. Someone has unmuted themselves. Sam, naughty Sam, you need to unmute yourself, Tookie. Cool. Welcome to the new members. Get stuck into everything. Please take action. Yeah, please take action on the stuff that I'm sending you. Don't let the ledgers just like pile up on a shelf in your corner and, you know, have a cursory glance at the updates or something like that. Fucking get stuck into it, you know. Take everything that you get sent, there's a seminar in every ledger. There are, I would wager there's probably 50 plus individual trainings within the PBIC vault, the teleclass vault, or within the other sections as well. There's Q&As every month. There's lots of opportunities for you to ask a question, get information, then go away and do something. Okay. When I look at the success that my most productive and successful members have, which won't surprise you, is because will be the platinum and the diamond members. Now, I'll be honest with you. This is not because these guys are like particularly any smarter than you are, or particularly any smarter than me, or particularly they just get on with stuff, you know. So if I do a call with Tim Jackson, and I give him three things to do, he'll go away and do them, and then we'll do a call 3 months later, and he'll have another three things to do, and he'll go away and do them. And obviously within that, he will do lots of other different things as well. And all of the other members are the same. The guys who, they just get their heads down and they do stuff. They don't piss around. They don't waste time sitting listening to dog trainers for minutes and minutes and hours on end on YouTube talking about whether a harness or a collar or a chalk collar is the best thing to use, or whether raw food or dry food is the best thing to do, or whether this dog trainer on the television is positive enough, or whether he's an idiot and all this kind of thing. They don't do that. They concentrate on building their own empires. All right. So if you want to build your own empire, it doesn't have to be a worldwide all-conquering empire. It could just be an empire that dominates your local town. It should be really where you start. Then take action. Yeah. Read, listen, and take action. Any problems, if anybody has any housekeeping issues, you need to email Beth always. Don't send me a message and say, when is this happening, or I can't get into this, because I'll either ignore it or I'll just say, no problem, I'll sort that out for you, and then I won't sort it out for you because I'll just forget straight away. So don't waste your time and mine by asking me for anything. Ask Beth. Email her on beth@packleaderdogadventures.co.uk, and be polite as well. Yeah. We haven't had any instances like this for a while, but very, very occasionally there's the need to send an arsey email complaining about something, and there's lots of exclamation marks in there, and that person usually gets summarily booted out of the PBIC, refunded by me, deleted from the list, and we never hear from them again. And that is how I run things here. And if you don't like it, you know where the door is. Okay, so let's move on. Today we're talking about systems and systems in your business. And I thought this would be a nice antidote, really, a nice contrast, shall we say, to the media stuff that we've been covering in the ledgers. So next week you will receive the second part of the three-part Own the Media series. So in the first section, we talked about your owned media. This was media that you control. Next week, you're going to get stuff. You're going to get a foolproof plan to get your name in the paper or in a magazine or on the radio or whatever. And if the guys who go away and action it, you'll experience, you won't believe how easy this is. And this will help to elevate your expert status. Then next month, we're doing a borrowed media and paid media as well. And I'm also going to be talking about the cost of acquiring a customer. So there is a plan. There is a plan to the trainings that I give you. Yeah, so I thought this would be a nice antidote to that. And this is kind of top of mind for me because this is very much a sort of broad brush version of a lot of the stuff that I cover with the Diamond and Platinum members, and we cover in the Diamond Foundations program. And the Diamond Foundations program has been like a real game changer. So basically what we do is there's a Diamond Foundations call every week. And 1 week I go into in-depth about a particular topic of marketing or self-development or money mindset or something like that. And then the following week we do a Q&A on that subject. And the same as what I've just said to you guys, the guys who turn up, who take action, take notes, go away and do stuff. If you do that consistently, you experience amazing changes in your mindset and changes in your bank balance and changes about how you feel about your business as well. Harriet Goodall very kindly posted a lovely thing in the Gold group earlier today, or maybe last night. I did a call with Harriet the other day, and I'm so proud of her, as I am of all of the members, but Harriet's been one of my longest, she's a lifer. She's a PBIC lifer. That means she's been here since day one, since the Garden of Eden. And Harriet has grown and developed in that time and is continuing to as well. So not only does she have, a lead magnet that gathers leads, and is she learning new skills, and she's transforming herself from being a dog walker to being a niche dog walker to being a niche dog walker who does training to being a trainer, and all these things that she's really taken on board all of the stuff that I share in the Foundations program, which is about more than just the business, really. All right, it's about your mindset, it's about your what do we call it, Tamara? Health, self, and wealth. You know, you want to be looking after your health, you need to be looking after yourself, you need to be prioritizing you and your family and the relationships that you have, and your wealth as well. We'll come on to wealth in a moment. We'll talk about systems, because wealth, all wealth is built on systems, and you should have systems for how you create wealth in your business. And she's doing this, and it's completely and utterly changing her mindset, as changing and is continuing to change her mindset as well. And she ain't the only one. There's loads of other people as well who are doing this. But I shared this in a fax last week. Really, if you really want to transform your business, and like you guys might look at what some of the guys in Diamond and Platinum are doing, or anybody else, or me even, or somebody else. If you want to do what they do, then you have to become the type of person they've had to become as well. And this is what I've had to do with my business. It's not just about adding services, increasing prices, expert status. And that. It's becoming the kind of person that does those things. And I've had to change many times along the way. And I'm ready now to change again to take the leap to the next level of my business, you know, because I think we should be moving forward all the time. Well, I think I should be moving forward all the time. Anyway, this is what I want. I want to set an example to you guys as well, which is why I share all the fuck ups and everything too. So this systems thing, this is something that we've been going in quite depth with in the Diamond Foundations program, and I bang on to my Platinum guys about as well. And this is the kind of the topic of today's teleclass, because systems are all important. Systems, Dan Kennedy says, all wealth is built on systems. I'm going to look now, systems definition. Here we go. A set of things working together as part of a mechanism or an interconnecting network, a complex whole. That phrase is key. A set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized scheme or method. Systems require organization. We'll get into that in a minute, but this, you mustn't think to yourselves, the worst thing you could think, listen to this, is when I'm talking about big companies and I'm talking about systemizing, the initial thought is, I don't need to do that. I'm just, insert job title. So I'm just a dog walker. I'm just a dog groomer. I'm just a daycare owner. I'm just a whatever. And my little business doesn't require anything like that. I'm telling you now, it does. McDonald's have a system. McDonald's have many, many systems. Yeah. McDonald's have their systems are so detailed and honed that they are able to take spotty 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds off the streets and put them in a uniform and have them make food that is, well, certainly edible. Yeah. And they're able to take money from people, you know. Now, these children and older people as well, but these children, like, their parents would struggle to get them to, like, put their washing in the washing basket, you know. Yet McDonald's are able to get them to do this. Why? Because they have systems, and they're really honed systems as well. Disney, big companies like Disney have systems. couple of excellent Disney books, actually. Actually, we may have a little bit of, well, I won't say yet, we may have a bit of a Disney, I'm lining up some kind of special guest, but if that doesn't come off, then I'll go into some Disney stuff anyway after that, because there's lots of great lessons that we can take from Disney and implement in our own business. Some of them I've touched upon before, but many of them I haven't. So, but Disney is another one for systems. You know, this is why they're able to create a really at scale organization. Amazon, you know, think about Amazon. Ford is another fantastic example. Now, the interesting thing about Ford is when people think about Ford, they don't the motor company. They think about the production line, you know. So Henry Ford didn't like invent the car. I don't even think he invented the production line either, but he certainly systemized it. He systemized it so that it could be profitable, you know, and so that he wouldn't have to do it, and that it would be able to churn out lots and lots of cars. What Ford also introduced was the Ford dealership system. So not only did he have a system for building the cars, he also had a system for selling the cars as well. Yeah, and that's a key point I want you to take away from this. Yes, it's important that we offer a fantastic service, and for some of you, it might be very important that you take part in CPD type of activity that, you know, enables you to become a better groomer, walker, trainer, whatever. But you must never neglect the marketing side of the business, right? The marketing is the most important thing that you ever do in your business, because that's the thing that brings the money in. All right. The walking, the training, the grooming, the daycare, the pet scanning, the pet therapy, Tony's on. That's the thing that you do. Okay, that's the thing that you get paid for. How much you get paid, how easily you attract clients, how easily you upsell those clients and turn them from one-time sales into lifetime clients, all these things, that's the marketing. Okay, so what you do is what you get paid for. How much you get paid depends on how much time you devote to marketing. That's a writer downer. All right, and we need to have a system for how we do things in the business. And we should also have a system for how we market the business as well. So I'm going to touch upon some of the systems that you might have in a moment that you should have running in your business, really. But my business is no different. I have systems. We have systems all of the time. Yeah. We have systems that we're honing and improving because we're a two-man operation here, you know what I mean? We're running this business and we're like a two-man operation. Well, one man, one woman, obviously. But yeah, we have systems for everything, you know. Beth has a manual, if you like. It's just like a notepad, really, but it is essentially a manual for all of the things that get done on the back end of the business. You know, so that means that Dom, it just needs to deal with content creation, marketing, and coaching. Yeah? They're the three things. They're the three things that I'm really, really good at. And all of the other things that somebody else does. We also outsource a little bit of work too. But for the most part, and these things, they hum along because of the systems that we've got in place. So a little insight, if you like, into some of the marketing systems that I have running in my own business. Okay, I have systems for how I bring people into my world. And this will be really relevant when we come into the three things that you should be doing every 90 days. I'll talk about that at the end. So the system for how I bring people into my world. I currently have my free audiobook. So if you land on my website, there's a free audio book version of the Ultimate Pet Business Plan. You guys already get access to that anyway, so you don't need that. But yeah, so if anybody lands on the website, on every single page on the website, there's an advert for the audio book. So it doesn't matter whether somebody stumbles across a podcast or an article or a services page or the 33 ideas or a product, a program, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. There's an advert for the for them to give me their email address to get the audio book from me. And everything else that I do as well is email based. Okay, so I run webinars. I did a webinar in January, yeah. Pet business post-pandemic plan. Some of you came in via that. First thing you do when you sign up for the webinar is I get the email address. The challenge. I ran a challenge earlier this month. Running the challenge starts today. First thing happens there, get the email address. Why is that important? Well, because it's about follow-up, isn't it? You know, I get people onto my email list. Then I actually very quickly get their mailing address as well. So the system has been designed to get email address because follow-up's the most important thing. And then once I've got them on the email address, well then once I'm sorry, once I get them on the email list, well then I take them through the know, like, trust process. So we do, I tell stories, I do some connecting, and then I sell them some stuff. You know, so we sell programs, we sell the PBIC, we sell the diamond, we sell events, etc., etc. And so I basically I'm solving problems with my products and services. All right, that's just an example of a little kind of system, if you like, for how I bring people into my world and then get them on an email list. You know, you see, once because I have the email list, I don't want to get this turned into a big email thing, but you know that I'm a big fan of email, and a lot of you guys are having success with it as well. Well, once I get people onto the email list, and I've got several sequences, but I've got a main sequence of emails that warms them up, if you like, then to buy something. Well, all I need to do from then on is everything I do, I need to make sure that I get people on the email list straight away. So it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter if I'm on a podcast interview with somebody, I'll give away something, some freebie or something like that to get people on the email list. If I am running an event, if I was doing speaking somewhere, if I was doing a guest seminar online or in person for somebody, I would give something away to get people on the email list. And yeah, and so this is the system. See, now the system, it ain't like perfect, but like it works for now, you know. One thing I don't have at the moment, this is where I'm going to be changing the business slightly over the next, well, maybe even quite radically, over the next, whoops, over the next 3 to 6 months. I don't really have a system for people to have the opportunity to join Diamond, Platinum, or my one-to-one private coaching. I don't have a system set up for that, for anybody to join them, those programs cold. Most of my Diamond, Platinum members come from the Gold Group. Now that's I'm changing that. I'm changing that now. So there's going to be an opportunity. There'll be several opportunities for people to come straight into, because I mean, a lot of people go bop bop and they just jump straight from gold and up, or they might come to an event and they jump up. But for the most part, the system that I originally designed, that was what it did. Now I'm going to change that now, you know, because I'm yeah, swimming upstream, I guess you might say, with my prospecting. But that is a system that I will then have to create, you know. So there'll be some kind of new page on the website. There'll be some kind of new content to go with that. There'll be a little sequence of emails and stuff that helps people along the way, you know. And I'm probably change the way that I market in the business as well. So rather than going product into the inner circle, it'll might go product and then an option to do something else. Again, this is I'm just sharing that with you, just so you know that like everybody's business requires a bit of fixing and tweaking and changing from time to time. Yeah, even Dominic's. You know, this is why we have the 90-day goal process that we do, so that we can identify these things and then kick on with them after that. I want to see if there's any questions. Has anybody got a question they want to post up in the box so far? Are we all with me? Are you all listening? Are you all taking this in? Cool. Would you say honestly and truthfully that systems are something that would you say you have systems running in your business at the moment? Enough systems. Tamara says yes, marvellous. Need to be improved and documented. Indeed, need to improve them, Joe. Yes, you do. Laura needs systems, improvements needed. Not enough, not written down. Yeah, cool. Okay, well, then this is important. You know, this is obviously it is, otherwise I won't be talking about it. Now, here's a little secret for you. This is something that I resisted doing for a long time. Okay, until probably around 2016, 2017, really. I resisted doing that all that time. I had actually used my own dog walking system to as content for the How to Be a Dog Superhero book, but I didn't have, I just resisted it. It was boring to me. It was not something that particularly excited me. It still doesn't, to be fair. But I never saw the value in it, you know? And this is what I mean about you, when you look at any big successful company or a successful entrepreneur, their business will be systemized, you know? It just has to be. And so using the modeling technique that we talk about, you know, so we model, if we model the behaviors and the actions of highly successful people, that's a great way for us to then ensure that we have success in our business as well, okay? So as boring as you might think this is, or as if you don't think this is something that you need to do right now, I'm telling you, the more you embrace this, the more you knuckle down with it, the more you even just start in it, the more success you're going to have within your business. Okay. Charlotte says, I definitely need a couple more. I have an onboarding system that seems to work well. Okay, that's great. Yeah, no doubt that could be tweaked as well, Charlotte, especially once you write it down. Interesting. Tony says, mine are all in my head. Yes, Tony, that's exactly what I would have said as well. That's exactly what I would have said. All of mine are in my head. And that's a similar thing to what you, when you say, it's not exactly the same, but it's a very similar way to how people approach money. You know, so money, they approach money with the view that as long as I sell enough, as long as I'm busy enough, there'll be enough money in the bank to pay for everything, you know. Well, that's not really a system, you know. That's a system for ensuring that all of the bills get paid potentially, but it isn't really a system at all, you know, but it's how a lot of people live their lives, how I lived my life as well for a long time. But it's that in the system for creating wealth. Sorry, Tony, sorry to burst your bubble. I know you kind of knew that. I was appreciating your honesty there, Tony. Yeah, they're not, it doesn't matter if they're in your head, they're obviously in your head with everything else. What you want to do is you want to get them out of your head and onto a piece of paper, and then they become an asset, then an asset that can be tweaked. Can you remember, was it last month or was it maybe February's teleclass where I talked about success stories from the Diamond Group, and I talked about how we kind of flowchart the process for how people come into our world and stuff like that. Well, this is exactly the same type of thing. We just do it with everything. Tamara uses an app. Excellent. Michelle says, no, I had a lot of work to do. Cool. Well, that's fine. This is what you're here for. Okay, so let's talk about some different kinds of systems that you might have in your business. The most obvious one that I talk about a lot is having some kind of signature system. You know, so having some kind of signature system for how you deliver your service. So you might have a 7-step happy dog adventure system, or you might have a perfect groom, or 14-step perfect groom system, or you might have a system for dogs that you look after in your daycare. Or Tony might have a system for his therapy, or Sarah might have a system for a scanning, you know. And again, this will all be in your head now. You will have a system for that. By a system, I just mean the things that you normally do with the dog whilst you're either walking it, training it, or looking after it in your daycare, you know. Well, if you can turn that into a proper system. that will help you to differentiate yourself from the competition. It will give your clients confidence that like the dog's in really safe hands, because like not only are you an expert, and but like you have a system, you know, you have a proven system. And yeah, this in many ways, that's the kind of the starting point for what will become the systems and procedures that will enable you to kind of take on Stafford in the business. Yeah, so we would have a signature system, and then we would have a more detailed version for the staff that we take on. And this is exactly the same as what McDonald's do. You know, McDonald's have a system for how the fries are cooked. They have a system for what the person is supposed to say when somebody comes to order something. And, you know, do you want to go large with that? That's an important part of the system. The sales system is them asking that, you know, that one sentence, do you want to go large, or do you want fries with that, or do you want a dessert? That could be responsible for 20% or 30% of the entire group's profits. You know, so these sales and operation systems are very important. We have systems for staffing, obviously, if you want to take on staff. The time to start putting together a system for staffing is before you actually are ready to take on staff. It's to do it now. Even if you don't really have any intentions of taking on staff, I think it's a good idea to do this. Certainly what I did anyway. You want to have systems for advertising and bringing people into your world. How do you currently bring people into your world? What do you do? Do you do online events? Do you run webinars? Do you run challenges? We've had a lot of people successfully running challenges over the last couple of weeks based upon what they learned from Dominic in the 7-day dog trainers challenge. Claire Hordle, new Diamond member, stepped up, did her challenge, sold 800 quid's worth of program to the guys on a webinar. Yeah, first time of doing it. Fantastic result. Lots of other people doing this as well. What we've got, challenges, webinars, events. You could have adverts running. You could have newsletters going out. You could have postcards going out. You could do joint venture stuff with other pet business owners, other pet businesses in your town, complementary non-competing pet businesses who already have clients who could potentially be clients of yours. You could have a system for doing stuff with them. You could have a referral system. You should have a referral system. A system for getting referrals. A system for, you know, turning your clients into salesmen for your business. How amazing is that? Now you've got client, so you've got, if you build up systems like I just talked about there now, some examples, you're gonna have clients out there spreading the word about you and your business. You're gonna have pieces of paper acting like newsletters and postcards, acting as little salesmen out there driving people to your business. You're going to have other pet businesses in your town telling people about your business, and so on and so on and so on. And you're going to have offline, in-person stuff when COVID permits. You doing stuff that's going to drive people into the business. You could be doing online stuff as well that drives people into the business. And ultimately, the more of these systems that you have that work, the better. You know, it would be great if like all of your clients came from one place, all of your new clients came from one place. Sadly, that doesn't often work very well. Sometimes it can work spectacularly well. So some people have businesses that are solely built upon referrals. Or have grown through referrals, getting where they are because of referrals. Some people, like dog trainers, might have business where they have a fantastic relationship with the vets, and all of their puppy classes just get filled up like clockwork purely because of the referrals that they get from the vets. Right? That is possible. However, as we know, the most dangerous number in business is one, and I would not like to be relying upon one way of getting people in, bringing people into my business. So it's a good idea to have a couple, either certainly a couple offline and a couple of online different ways of bringing people into your business. should have systems for onboarding people, which Charlotte just mentioned as well. Went into onboarding quite recently in a ledger. It's a vital part of the process. Yeah, when you have a system for onboarding people, doesn't need to be overly complicated, but it reassures the client. It stops them having buyer's remorse. You can often very quickly upsell people from what they initially got in contact with to buying more from you if you have a system. I'll let you know a tiny little secret that we just discovered this week. So we've got people going into the challenge, the Dog Walkers Challenge this week, and the guys get the offer to buy the bundle straight away. Some of you may have come into this the PBIC via that route. So they sign up for something, then they get an immediate offer. Then you get an offer to join the inner circle. And then if they don't take that, then they get an offer in the post to join the inner circle, and then they get some follow-ups and stuff after that. And this week, yesterday, in fact, I added in another step to that. And I said to Beth, when you're packaging up their bundle, can you email them and say, I've packaged up your bundle. I'm just checking, did you see the offer to join the pet business inner circle? If not, here's the link to join now. We've had three people take that. We've had three people, but we've had two of them I definitely know they took it from that email. Okay. This is why it's worth sitting down and thinking about the process that you have in place. And if you don't have a process in place, then you need to have one, because you can't improve what you don't have, you know. So start with what you've got. You know, even if you're sitting there now and you haven't done a newsletter, or you haven't done this, or you're not very good on video, and blah, 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 blah. Like, you've got to start somewhere. Okay, so start with the process that you've got, and then you make it better. But yeah, that's the onboarding process. Onboarding, great opportunity to refer, get people to give you referrals, to get people to tell their friends. And just like you say, reassure the client, just make them feel welcome, just make them feel like they've made a fantastic decision in joining you. Make them feel like part of a family, really. That's what you want. We should have systems for, obviously, we should have systems for delivering the service, you know. So you should, whatever it is that you do, you should have that systemized in a way that makes it predictable, you know, and is profitable and enjoyable for you and gives you a lot of peace of mind, and also does the same thing for the client as well. Should have systems for upselling. So systems for getting people from buying one thing to buying a higher price thing. This can be as simple as coming up with something and offering it to people. Like the amount of conversations I have with people, and they go round circles, get their knickers in a twist about like coming up with some kind of upsell. And it's like way easier than to think. Just needs to be a better, more exciting, faster, easier, quicker, whatever it is, benefits for the client. And then you increase the price for it, and then you offer it to them, and bingo, they buy it. Yes, but you have a system for that, though, you know. So when am I going to offer this thing? Well, you can, as soon as they bought something, that's a great time to offer people something else. So upselling, or even just getting people to buy more stuff from you, you know. So getting people to go from being one-time clients, one-time sales to lifetime clients, or from one-time sales to buying multiple things from you. You know, and when you're selling something to somebody, like they, I think we often underestimate how what sort of powerful position that we have when we've positioned ourselves as an expert. If I'm sitting doing a meet and greet for somebody for the dog adventures, you know, like you have all the power, you know, you're there. By power, I don't mean like, you know, smite me. I mean like that, you know, when someone's saying to you, all right, then we think, can we start next week on Tuesday, you know, or something. To me, I would be saying, yeah, like what I like to do is for the first month, at least, I like the dog to come out twice a week so that we can get some routine, get, you know, like, and then most people just say, yes, brilliant, let's do that, you know. You could even make it a condition if they don't. Groomers is exactly the same, you know. I've spoken to groomers on calls, and they'd have no, there's no system for booking in the dog next time. It's just like left up to the client to do it when they remember. Well, I mean, literally all you've got to do is open the diary when the client comes and say, I've got a space in 5 weeks' time. Would you like morning or afternoon? Then they'll just say, yeah, brilliant, book me in. Here's, you know, here's your remember card, your appointment card, and away we go, you know. These are little like systems, or big systems even. And then hopefully once we've got a system for turning one-time sales into lifetime clients, we can maybe get them into some kind of continuity then as well. Okay, we should have systems for getting testimonials and referrals. Talked about that before. Yeah, so a lot of my business comes from word of mouth. Okay, that's wonderful. It's the best kind of business to get. How do you measure? How do you stimulate this? How do you make it happen more often? Oh, I don't do any of that. But I know that everybody, it all comes from word of mouth. Okay, so do you think if we could stimulate more word of mouth that the business, you would grow faster? Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's come up with a system for that then. Systems for testimonials too. As soon as you've done a good job for someone, you should be asking for a testimonial. Should have systems for communicating with your clients. Okay, so how often, well, how many touch points do I have with my clients? Not touch points in a Jimmy Savile way, touch points in a, how many times am I communicating with them? How many times am I reminding them that I exist, you know? And you can't just say, well, I put stuff on Facebook every day, or I speak to them every time I drop the dog off, yeah? I'm talking about extra stuff on top of that, okay? How many times do I communicate with my clients? Well, let's see, I write daily emails. So there's 364. I do weekly podcasts. So that's 52 at least of them. See, I'm really good with numbers now, aren't I? We do a weekly dispatch for the PBIC. I do a weekly fax as well for the Diamond and Platinum members. I do a foundations call once a week. Platinum members get on the phone every fortnight as well for a bonus call. Gold members do another call on top of that. You all received the Pack Leader Pet Business Gazette in the post recently. Some of you may have received other mail as well. Ledger goes out once a month. Now, my business is obviously very different to your business, but don't lose sight of the fact that there's, you know, would it be easier for me if I didn't have to do all this? Well, yeah, of course it would. Would I have as many clients? Well, no, I wouldn't, would I? You know, you should have systems for communicating. So how often are we communicating with the clients? How are we communicating with them? What are we doing to wow them? Should have systems for what you do with the money that comes into your business. So my preferred method of working, which we've been doing for about, let me see, about 16, 18 months now, is to have a tax, living, and a wealth and a given account. And every £100 that comes into the business, it gets split and it goes in certain pots. Yeah, sure, Tamara. Yeah, this will go out. I'll post it in the Diamond Group anyway, but this will be going out with March's Ledger, but I'll post it up in the Diamond Group for you. Not a problem. This is important because as your business grows, the amount of money that you make will grow, and also your tax bill will grow. And if you don't have a system for that, well, then you'll get caught short. And hands up, both hands up here, I've been caught short in the past as well. I was caught very short in 2019 when I had a big VAT bill because I basically should have registered for VAT earlier than I did. Didn't realize how much money I was earning. And consequently had a big tax bill. Now, I had sufficient cash flow in the business that it wasn't really an issue. You know, it wasn't like a sleepless night issue or anything like that, but it was still a hassle. It was still a hassle I could have avoided if I had these systems in place now. This is really important if you want to, this is something I'm banging on to my private clients about. Your business exists for you to take money out of it. Okay. Don't fall into the trap that I did in 2015 of thinking that the business, all of the extra money that you make in the business when you start being more successful, should just go straight back into the business. Some money should, for sure. You know, there should be some money set aside for client appreciation. There should be some money set aside for client retention. There should be some money set aside for client acquisition. You know, all these things, they're really important for communicating with the clients as well. But you know, money should be coming out. Now, you might be sitting out, I appreciate it's been a shitter of a year, and some of you might be sitting there now thinking, oh, well, that'll be a brilliant position for me to be in when I actually have some money. But guess what? Good times are coming, I'm telling you. Things are going to get a lot better, I would say, from about May onwards. Probably before then. Things are getting a lot better now for a lot of Dime members already. We have a lot of members who've grown their business throughout the pandemic, as have I. And again, it's down to focus and having the right systems in place and, you know, working really hard. But this, it can be done, you know. There's going to be like a, when the economy unfurls, like a coiled spring, as the Bank of England, a governor of the Bank of England put it the other week. When that happens, there'll be a general lift anyway, obviously, for everybody. Okay, well, the work you do on systemizing and doing all the things that are teaching the PBIC, that will make the difference between you just having a mini bump or whether you have an exponential lift. Now, I want you to have an exponential lift, obviously. Yeah. All of these things are really important. There's many more systems as well, but they're just kind of the main ones that you need to be thinking about. Now, where do you start with all this? From a business building point of view, if you wanted some simple tasks to start moving your business forward, getting more eyes on your business, making more money. That's why we're here, essentially. That's why you're here anyway. You want to be doing something every 90 days that gets fresh eyes on the business. You want to be doing something that helps you convert people from prospects to customers, and you want to be doing some kind of activity that moves people from one service to the next, so moves existing clients from one service to the next, to a higher price one, obviously. Get them to buy more often, or get them into some kind of continuity. Best way to do that is with a promotion. Yeah, that's why we talk about promotion so much all the time. Promotions and selling. Even in my Platinum guys, I talked about this in the Platinum Pink last month. Big 8-page special, all about the sales hierarchy, the business hierarchy, the marketing hierarchy. And sales sits at the bottom. But if you want to have more impact and create more legacy in your business, you're best off concentrating on getting more sales. So doing something every 90 days that creates heat in the business. Yeah, get off Facebook, stop watching dog trainers talking about harnesses and collars and things like that. Get off your ass and start doing stuff that's going to get people moving towards you. It's going to cause money to flow towards you. Okay, there's certain activities that repel money. And being a monkey in somebody else's circus is not an activity that helps to cause money to flow towards you. Okay, so ask yourself, is what I'm doing now going to help money to move towards me? This, talking about systems and stuff, all the different systems that we talked about there, that is, as I mentioned at the start, that's kind of what I provide in the Walk Yourself Wealthy Business in a Box. So we provide an explanation and a roadmap and also some templates for those systems. Guys, you guys who did the program last time, we've got a big templates PDF coming to you on Monday. You just got to tidy a couple of things up with it over the weekend, then that's coming. That was the final thing that was missing from the Business in a Box, but it's going to be there now. And incidentally, when we finish the challenge next week, the Dog Walkers Business in a Box, that will be getting re-released next Thursday. So it will be on special price to the email list for the weekend, and there'll be an opportunity for PBIC members to get a slight discount on that. You can email Beth on Beth@packleaderdogadventures.co.uk, ask to be put on the What Yourself Wealthy waiting list, and you'll get a special price to do the next business in a box, which starts on, was it March the 6th or something like that? March the 4th. We'll be running the business in a box again. If you guys, if any of you have a bigger business, yeah, there's usually more things that need to be systemized, obviously. Now, this can get quite tricky with knowing where to start. So I have met a lot of pet businesses who have relatively quite big businesses, but they don't really have a lot of systems at all. Or if they do, they might have a daycare, they might have a system for like how they look after the dogs, that's it. They don't really have any systems for anything else, onboarding, upselling. That means that there's lots of opportunities as well. Yeah, there's lots of opportunities there to increase profits, make things better, make things easier. So if you do have a bigger business or you have ambitions to grow, then this weekend will be a great one for you to apply to get in the Diamond or Platinum private coaching groups. The deadline is 10 p.m. Sunday. And if you want an application form, once again, email Beth on beth@packleaderdogadventures.co.uk. Applications have to be in by 10 p.m. on Sunday evening. And yeah, that concludes the tele class on systems. How did you find this? Was it interesting? Does anybody have any questions? If you do, you may unmute yourself or any observations, or just post up a question in the box or unmute yourself and go for it. We've got 5 minutes.
Hi, Dom. It's June.
Hello, June. How are you doing? I'm so sorry to hear about your dad.
Thank you. Thanks. It's good to be back, and I'll be able to get focused on things. Definitely need to get the systems and in my business. So thank you so much for sharing this. I needed to hear this, so I took some good notes. I was in and out, of course, but
No problem. Yeah, no
it's
problem.
good to be back. Yeah, I do.
Excellent. I'm glad to have you back. There's a lot in this one. This is definitely a one that we'll need listening to a good few times.
Another thing is, I'm not I'm just gonna I got a lot of catching up to do with the other stuff that I have, so I'm gonna do that, get caught up with that, and
I
then
think
I'll
that's a
go.
good plan, Jim. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't want to take on any
Yeah.
more. I'm also taking
No,
the
I agree.
pet. So
No, I agree. I do, honestly. Yeah.
I started and didn't complete, which has been driving me crazy for a while, so
Yeah,
it I mean
there's a lot there.
yeah
And you've had a lot to deal with, so make sure you take a
yes
bit of time for yourself as well, June, okay?
I will. Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Dom.
All right, darling. We'll both send our love. All right, take care of yourself. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
No problem. Incidentally, yeah, you mustn't June as kind of alluded to there, you mustn't feel if you apply and you don't get in, don't feel bad about that, because I'll tell you what you need to do before you're ready. You know, the last thing I want is, I always say this, the platinum and diamond, they aren't, it's not a life raft, okay? It's pointless stretching yourself so far that you don't have any money to do any of the implementing that you're going to have to do. Yeah, we want people in there who, I want people in there who are ready. Now, obviously, at the same time as that, there comes a kind of at the same time as that, there comes a time when you sort of are ready, whatever, financially or business-wise, but you just don't feel maybe mentally ready to take that leap. Well, only you know whether you're ready to do that or not. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to make it as easy as possible. I'll give you an example as well. The other day, I had a conversation with a Diamond member. And she mentioned about stepping up to platinum, and I told her to wait. I thought she could do with at least another 3 months in diamond before she was ready to do that. And this is, you know, I'm not, I'm my business. I suppose, being perfectly honest with you, my business is a money making machine as much as your business is. But I try to do it like ethically and responsibly as well. You know, so. This packed with ideas and action items. Thanks. You're welcome, Tamara. Excellent. I hope you're doing okay too. Question: would I benefit from upgrading? I don't know which Michelle this is, so I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to answer that without knowing which Michelle you are. What does SP mean, Karen? I don't know what that means. Anybody else got any questions? Unmute yourself, please. Fire away. Come on, somebody can do this. Don't be shy. At Cleary, yeah, of course. Sorry, Michelle. Yeah, I have a few Michelles, you know. I tell you what, Michelle, I would, based upon what we talked about, I would say possibly. Obviously, the thing is, you're in the, you're doing the dog top dollar dog train at the moment as well. I would message Karen Boyce and ask her. I wasn't being rude. I would message Karen Boyce and ask her. Let me ask Karen a couple of questions. I'll be honest with you, after we had the conversation, I did think you would be a fairly good candidate for it because of where your business is at the moment. So I'll probably say yes, if I'm truthful. But yeah, by all means, speak to Karen, you know. Anybody else got a question? Shoot. Come on, you buggers. Big takeaways from this. Come on,
Karen. Them up.
Hello, Karen.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, like Tony, I'm so smart. I've got it all in my head. What an idiot.
It's good. All that, you must be like, you're like bloody, okay. You're like Rain Man, all you guys. You've got all, everything, it's all in your head.
I want to make money. I'm all ears. So this is my job for the weekend. I was a little, because it's absolutely packed full of info today. Brilliant. So I think I'm going to just chunk it down into little bits. Otherwise, I'm not going to get anything done. I'll just be safer. But can you just pick any topic? It doesn't make any difference, does it?
Well, what you should really do is, good question. It's a good question. That's why I try to give, I try to sort of pull it all back at the end to say,
yeah.
Really, what you should, most of you, for what you should really be concentrating on is sales, you know? And like, this is true for any business almost, you know? Sales is obviously the thing that's going to drive people in, you know? And even for me, look at me with my business where it is now. I'm doing a lot of sales. I'm doing a lot of sales activity all the time, aren't I? You know? Whether it's a podcast or the challenges or the webinars or whatever it is, you know? I'm all, because that's what drives, you always got to be having people dropping in, you know, having leads dropping in. So that's why I wanted to pull it back to that. But with regard to where should you start with this, I would probably make a list of the things that I've talked about today. And then I would put a mark next to each one in order of how important it is to move your business forward. You know, so is there anything that's like literally on fire at the moment? It's like a fire that needs putting out, you know? Like if you were so bad with money, I'm not saying this about you, Karen, but I'm just using this as an example. Like if you were like so bad with money that you were just like hemorrhaging cash all the time, and it doesn't matter whether your diary's full or whether you only have two clients, like you never have any money at the end of the week. You need to look at your money systems then, you know? You need to look at your money and your saving systems. That'd be where I would start, you know? If you were out with the dogs and dogs were like, you know, once a fortnight, the dogs got into a scrap or one got lost or one fucked off and, you know, for 10 minutes, then I would be saying you should be looking at your procedures and systems for how you're looking after the dogs. You know, so I would make a list of all of the systems that we've talked about today, put a mark next to each one based upon how urgent it is. You know, is it important, urgent, and then how valuable it's going to be for you with the business. And then I would just start with that one.
That's terrific. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dom.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Hey, guys, this is like, this takes time, you know, like you ain't going to. My head is an asset. Of course it is, Tony, with your beautiful face. This is not, you ain't going to fix this overnight, you know? So, like, I'm not taking the mick out of Karen here. You know, when Karen said, I'm going to get stuck into this the weekend. Well, yeah, you get stuck into it and you can get started on one of them. But, like, this is something that you're just going to have to iterate and do over time. You know, you ain't going to be able to do it over a weekend. You might be able to fix something over a weekend. But this is the process of transforming the business, you know. And just to do a little final highlight on that, obviously this within Diamond and Platinum, this is kind of, you get my eyes on this, you know, you get me with you saying, right, I think you should be doing this, you know. And people come to me and say, oh, I've got these ideas for this. Becky Mitchell would be a great example of that, you know. So Becky was in Diamond for a while, and then she wanted to move away from doing as much dog walking and to do more dog training, because she's passionate about that. She's got a lovely tribe. She wants to, you know, write a book and do all these wonderful things, create online stuff, blah, blah, blah. She wanted to do that, but she didn't have, well, first of all, I had to push her with price. So we had to make the whole thing more profitable. But then I could see that she wouldn't have enough time to do all that. So we had to take on a staff member. So that's what she did. So she spent like 90 days, well, probably about 180 really overall, systemizing the business and then taking on a staff member. Now she's got that free time now. She got a really competent, highly trained staff member. And now she's able to, she got time to do the next thing, you know? So often the thing that you want to do next, it might not necessarily be the thing that you should be doing next. But so again, that's what the Platinum and Diamond coaching groups, that's what you get, because you get my help with this. Or, you know, if it's not right for you yet, then just do what I've just said for Karen there now. Make a list and then start choking them off in order of importance. Okay. But anyway, I hope that was really useful to you all. All great info. The best comment from me was... Oh, hello. Who's this?
It's Robin. I just thought I'd say, I think my admin list has just grown another 2 pages.
Marvellous. Marvellous. Excellent. That's good, Robin. It might not feel like a good thing, but it is. Yeah, just don't try and get it all done at once. Don't get overwhelmed by it. Just, you know, treat it, get this done this week, that done next week. Do it in order of importance. And the thing is as well, you'll feel when you start systemizing, really taking control of your business, your confidence grows, you sleep better. You know, like we've had it's February now, wasn't it? But we've had to pay the tax bill, the personal tax bill for me. You know, all that money was just like set aside. That's the first time, well, second time that's really happened, you know, in like 9 years of running the business, you know. Why? Well, because I've got proper systems now, you know. And that is peace of mind. Beth being able to come into the business, you know, and she's obviously a tremendous asset now. All these things, changes are possible when you do this, when you start taking control. Okay, so we'll wrap it up there. Thanks for the kind comments, everyone. Super stuff. Don't be a monkey in someone else's circus, Joe says. Yeah, that's, I'm saying this all the time now, you know. I'm not trying to be derogatory, because I don't actually think you're a monkey, but this is all you're doing, essentially, you know. You're either organizing your own tribe and organizing your own clients and organizing your own business and trying to make it better, more profitable, more enjoyable, more impactful, or you're a part of somebody else's organization and a part of their circus. Okay, so you're very welcome, Lisa. You're very welcome, Karen B. Right, guys, that's it from me. Have a wonderful weekend. Oh, last thing, I'm going to be in the, obviously, I'm running my challenge this week. Any dog walkers in here, go to growyourpetbusinessfast.com/challenge to sign up if you haven't already. Get yourself in there. You can take part. I've got the first live coming up at 4:30 this afternoon. So I'll see you in there. But I'll have my newly shorn head. If anybody hasn't seen my newly shorn head yet, you can check out my personal profile on my Facebook page. Got sick of the lockdown locks, and I've gone full on Walter White. Although somebody this morning, an old friend of mine, posted up a picture of Breaking Bad and had a picture of Jesse, which I thought was being very complimentary. I definitely think I'm more Walter White's age and probably his attitude as well. Okay, guys, peace out. Have a great weekend. Speak soon.